My guest now talks about a very interesting issue around money, right? Sabina Mohammed is with us, CEO of the Corporation for Deposit Insurance at the South African Reserve Bank. Sabina, welcome to the show. You're on the National Pulse.
Thank you, Ashra.
Thank you. So I watched yesterday with a sense of satisfaction an announcement by the Reserve Bank governor around guarantees around bank deposits. And I thought, well, maybe you can clarify and reassure the nation that actually, yeah, your money is far safer today than it ever was before. Tell me more.
Yes, so we yesterday celebrated the launch of the Corporation for Deposit Insurance, or CODI as we like to call it. So CODI is the deposit insurance scheme for South Africa, and its mandate is to protect the depositors in the unlikely event that their bank fails. So CODI, being established now, has become part of the financial safety net in South Africa, together with the Prudential Authority, the South African Reserve Bank, the Resolution Authority, and the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. So we do believe that CODI's establishment and operationalization will strengthen the financial sector safety net in South Africa further. And so if I may just talk about the mandate of CODI.
Yeah.
So CODI has the mandate to establish a deposit insurance fund, which it can then use to protect the covered deposits if the bank has failed. So if you want to know who do we cover, the qualifying depositors will be individuals and non-financial businesses, and the types of products that CODI will protect include deposit products such as savings accounts, fixed annuities, your transactional account, as well as a check account. So in a nutshell, they will be protected up to 100,000 per qualifying depositor per bank in the case that their bank fails.
So let's compare the difference. Let's compare the difference. I mean, are you saying, you know, a year ago, if I deposited 100,000 rands into a bank, and the key word is the bank fails, that means the bank collapses, right? Then I won't get my money back before.
No. I think what happened before was there was no certainty for the depositors. So each of the bank failures were handled on a case-by-case basis. In the first place, there was no specific fund allocated to protect the depositors of those banks. There was also no rules or legislative framework in place as to which depositors should be protected and as to how much, as well as which products. So this basically means there's much more certainty for the depositors if a bank were to fail, what their protection would be like.
Okay, how, clearly in terms of the provisions, I mean, that provisions have to be set aside. Is it a case of being insured against the debt from the association you refer to, or is money being set aside?
Can you just repeat that question?
I was saying to be able to insulate oneself against a big payout in case of a bank failure, right? Does monies have to be set aside from your organization that you refer to, or is it simply a case of the risk is insured?
Yes, so CODI has established the deposit insurance fund for any of the banks in South Africa's failure. So if I look at the member banks, it will include cooperative banks, mutual banks, commercial banks, as well as the local branches of foreign banks. So that it's like a pot of money that's been set aside for that unlikely event should it occur, and the banks are making a contribution towards this deposit insurance fund. And we've also limited the cost on the banks by they're only paying for the amount that CODI protects their qualifying depositors for. So the money is in place at the moment. So if a bank were to fail, which is very unlikely, CODI essentially is ready to provide the necessary funding.
Here's a final thing. What took it so long? I mean, it's great, but why now? Why not 10 years ago?
Well, the work actually started more than 10 years ago. After the global financial crisis, National Treasury published their Twin Peaks framework document. And as part of that, the Prudential Authority, as well as the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, was established. And while that was happening, the work on the deposit insurance scheme for South Africa already started. So this is not because there's any weaknesses in the system or because we think there will be more bank failures or anything like that. It's just it's taken so long. We had to do research. We had to consult with the banks as well as the public on the various features of a deposit insurance scheme because ultimately we must make sure that the protection that we offer actually is a good fit for the South African public. So if we look at the 100,000, for example, we had to do several surveys just to determine what level should this protection be at. And now we can say that at the 100,000 coverage level, 98% of the qualifying depositors would be fully covered, meaning that most South Africans have less than 100,000 rand in their bank accounts.
Yeah, sadly so. It's been a, but point made,
yeah,
yeah.
Sad, but hopefully it will improve in future. But as part of that, we then had to develop the legislative framework, secondary legislation. So there were a lot of steps that had to be undertaken before we could get to this point. So I think just having it now is a major accomplishment for South Africa.
Got that. Thanks for your time, Sabina Mohammed, CEO of the Corporation for Deposit Insurance at the South African Reserve Bank, or better known as CODI. So there you are. You are now insured if a bank goes bust. You feel a lot more confident. Of course, you don't really want a bank to go bust, do you? Right.